All right, Bobby. So, new kid on the block, Lone Star Discs. After about, what, a year and a half or so in the game, we're seeing a mass exodus from their staff and their players. And when I say staff, I'm just talking about Josh Hofstra. He is the Bobby Brown of DD, and Josh Hofstra is the to LSD. So, what do you think of that? So, you're seeing Chandler Kramer, you're seeing Emerson Keith, you're seeing some of their large players exit. And you're seeing their face exit. And only after about basically one season being in the limelight, and we've seen some huge kerfuffles on the back end as far as I'll call it the brilliant marketing scheme that they had within their Ranger team.
You mean when they sponsored everybody and the dog? The
Yes,
dog
and
that
the dog.
applied, the dog that applied
Yes.
for sponsorship, and they actually approved it? Yes.
Yes. So aside from the dog, I will argue that one of the best plastic movers in the game in that regard, because they have a multi-level marketing scheme that is second to none in disc golf. And the amount of plastic that they move through their team, because their team is required to throw, I believe it's 80% of their bag Lone Star, and they only give them 5 discs and 20% off or something like that. So they're putting money in the bank and moving plastic into people's hands.
Yes, they are. And I would say, because like I remember you and I talked about this early on as far as my opinion on it, because it seemed like they at one time they had an ambassador team of over 800 players. And it was very reminiscent of when Prodigy had their, I think they called it a street team, where it was basically you paid to be on the street team, which is in a sense what I felt Lone Star was doing. As a person that works in marketing for disc golf and stuff, I disagreed with that whole plan, knowing full well that they moved a lot of discs, they moved a lot of plastic, and they got people to try it. But I just don't think in the long run it's a smart thing, because you've got the bad publicity, and now you've got people like Hofstra leaving. Now, if that's I don't know, have any I've never talked to the guy. I don't know if I've ever talked to him in my disc golf career, but I don't know if he left because of that particular thing. But I did watch a video where actually he left, and actually a guy that was a part of the social media left as well. But no, I still think it was a bad idea. I still think marketing wise, people are seeing through this whole I have to pay to be on the team type thing. So I'm not surprised that people are leaving Lone Star, because it feels like they're too big for their britches. They did too many things to go big, and it went to their head. I think it went to their head, and they thought, well, here's another scheme we can use. We can just get people to join our team, be on the team, because people love being on the team. I to this day get messages probably on the daily, how do I join Clash Disc? How do I join this? How do I join this? And when I was with Dynamic Disc, it was probably 5 times a day. People love being on a team, and I think that they exploited that by creating this team and then having this whole multiple what's it called, MLM, multi-level marketing scheme to get you to be on the team. And I think in the long run, I still don't agree with it. I still don't agree with it. Even though I know we had something similar at Dynamic Disc called the Squad, but you knew up front that it was what it was. I don't think with this Lone Star thing, I don't think people knew up front what it was, or at least that they, if they did, they. Now, I did hear a lot of things went wrong in that they were promised discs and they fell through on that promise. Now, I'm not sure where it went wrong, but even that part made it a black eye on Lone Star Discs.
But you do have to agree that they move some plastic and their
They move
name got out there
plastic.
quick.
Right, but they move plastic, but what detriment? Now we've got
Right.
people leaving. We got people higher up leaving. A guy that's a great brand developing person. Now he's starting his own disc golf business. You move all this, but what's it going to do now for the next year and then 2025 and 2026 if they don't make some course corrections?
Right. And not to mention Hooligan Disc pulling their production away from
Exactly.
Lone Star Disc. So there's
Right.
obviously something in the back end that's happening. And I think I've stressed this quite a bit, is I think it was a move that was smart if they knew how to scale. And I think the biggest issue is they didn't have a plan for their success.
Right.
They just saw dollar signs and went forward with it without having a crash pad in place or a
Yep.
proper in place to handle the load that they were going to get.
Have you seen a decline in sales since all these announcements have been made of people leaving?
Sure have. Yeah, absolutely. I think we saw the decline happen shortly after the dog making the team and that whole incident. When we talk about any press is good press, I don't know if that's 100% true in this regard, because when we started seeing the issues with the Ranger team and how many upset individuals there were and how they their leadership within that Ranger team was treating some of their own, it ended up being a pretty big deal. Yeah. And it slowed down our sales quite a bit.
Wow.
And a lot of their business choices back in as far as wholesale goes, because they ended up increasing their wholesale levels to points where smaller stores just couldn't afford it. We went from being able to buy 25 at a time, and they bumped it all the way up to, if I remember rightly, up to about 400 discs minimum order. They had bumped it up from there to 100 and then 200 and then 250. And then I think they kept going up. And just recently I received an email saying that you can buy 25 discs at a time now again. So you're seeing something going on there.
Something's going on. They're trying to save the ship.